K.I.S. A Naruto Story, pairing Kakashi, Iruka and Shikaku, written by Caesarea, and read by Josie. K.I.S. Iruka had just gotten back from a hard, stressful mission. Officially, this was the type of mission that required two jonin and a resourceful chunin sensei who happened to be good with seals. In reality, it meant the two jonin had had to extricate that same chunin sensei when shit hit the fan. Somehow, they'd managed to get him safely home with the information he'd collected. Iruka is grateful to be home, back in Konoha, where he can finally let go of all the mission-related stress and relax. Being the type of person Iruka is, he knows that this time, due to the nature of the mission, a nice cup of tea and a good book isn't going to help. He realises that what he needs is a good hard fucking. And he also realises that if he puts this off, he's going to find himself pressed against the wall of some back alley with some stranger's cock in his ass. Which is why he's currently leaning over Hatake Kakashi, straddling the jonin's chest, and watching his cock disappearing into that hot, willing mouth, one inch at a time. Kakashi's hands are fisted above his head in the sheets, and dark ribbons of shadow run over his arms, holding him in place. If Iruka could tear his eyes away from the sight of Kakashi swallowing his cock, he knew he'd be able to see the rest of those shadows, trailing over his own arms, around his chest and down his own trembling thighs, holding him firmly in place. One doesn't go to bed with Nara Shikaku without realising the man is going to use his clan's binding jutsu for nefarious yet highly stimulating reasons. Iruka shifts slightly, his hips straining against the shadows. Without the binding technique restraining his movements, Iruka knows he'd have his hands fisted in Kakashi's hair and his cock as far down Kakashi's throat as he can manage without choking the jonin. Instead, all he can do is grit his teeth around a tense moan and take what Shikaku allows him to have. Kakashi is not faring any better. His lean, muscled body is tight with tension as he tries to arch his back and get some much-needed friction on his cock. Kakashi's right eye is sharp, watching Iruka intently, and he's glad Kakashi's not using his Sharingan. He can almost feel himself blushing at just the thought of it. Kakashi presses the flat of his tongue against the underside of Iruka's erection. At the same time, he sucks hard, and all thoughts of anything but Kakashi's mouth around his cock disappears like smoke. The shadow bindings push Iruka forward slightly, and his hands move without his control, his palms sliding across Kakashi's chest, over his shoulders, until he's gripping Kakashi's biceps. The position raises Iruka's ass, and shadows wind tighter around his thighs, spreading his legs. Iruka feels a stab of sharp anticipation curl in his gut, and he looks over his shoulder. "Shikaku-san," he pants. He won't call him Nara-san, that's too close for comfort, and does remind him of a certain ex-student of his. Shikaku grins knowingly, his scars pulling against the right side of his face. Instead of replying, Shikaku shifts up the bed, straddling Kakashi's legs, until he's close enough to Iruka to smooth his hands down Iruka's lower back and down across his ass. Shikaku squeezes Iruka's ass, his fingers digging into Iruka's skin, and that thrill of anticipation changes into hard desire. Kakashi moans around Iruka's cock, and Iruka's attention is drawn back to the jonin. Kakashi's visible eye is hazy with passion, the pupil blown wide. Iruka can only pant as Shikaku strokes his thumb down the cleft of Iruka's ass, stroking teasingly over his slicked-up hole. Iruka knows what is coming next, because he's had the pleasure of being fucked by Shikaku before. Erika doesn't have to look to know that Shikaku has a beautiful thick cock, pierced at the very end with a slave ring. His eyes slide shut at the sensation of being slowly penetrated, his body stretching to accommodate that thick cock, making him ache pleasantly. This is what Erika needs. To have someone else take control, to dictate what he feels. He loves the sensation of letting go, of not being able to anticipate what's coming next, because with Nara Shikaku and Hatake Kakushi, it's not even worth trying to guess. Erika is free to just feel and experience every sensation they can wring from his trembling, oversensitized body. Shikaku grunts as he bottoms out, and Erika clenches his muscles around that thick cock. He arches his back as much as he is able, thrusting his ass into the air, a silent plea for Shikaku to move. The shadows tighten around his thighs and hips, holding him steady, and Erika lets out a frustrated groan. Kakashi plays his tongue along the underside of Erika's erection, pulling back as much as he is able in order to deliver short, sharp sucks to the head of Erika's cock. Erika can feel the sweat start to prickle on his lower back, and he tightens his hands around Kakashi's biceps. It's already starting to be too much to handle. Erika can feel himself beginning to lose his grip on reality, to become nothing more than a vessel for the intense feelings both men are drawing from him. Erika whimpers, and that's apparently what Shikaku has been waiting for. He pulls out fast, until his cock is just resting at Erika's entrance, and then slowly pushes back in. Erika can't help himself. He cries out, his body pulling at the bindings in an effort to move. He's panting for breath as Shikaku repeats his earlier motions, pulling out quickly and sliding back in incredibly slowly, so that Erika can feel every inch of his hard cock as it drags over his prostate. "Let it go, Erika," Shikaku says, sliding his hand up Erika's spine and gently resting his hand on the nape of Erika's neck, his thumb drawing soothing patterns against the skin. "Give us control." Erika lets out a shuddering breath and relaxes. He feels Shikaku's cock slide deeper into him, touching that greedy place inside Erika that drives him wild. He can feel the steady build of his orgasm, and for a moment he frets, thinking he's going to come far too soon. But when Erika gets no further stimulation, he feels his climax recede somewhat. Shikaku trails his hand back down Erika's spine in a comforting gesture, and then grasps Erika's hips. This time he thrusts hard, pushing Erika forward into Kakashi's mouth, making them both moan. Shikaku sets a punishing pace, driving into Erika hard enough to chase all thoughts and worries from his head, until the only thing that matters is the push and pull of his own body, the way he opens for Shikaku, how his cock tingles when Kakashi sucks hard. Every strike of Shikaku's cock is perfect, and Erika takes it all, reveling in the hard ache of his muscles and ass, the sweat that breaks out on his skin as they work him hard, pushing him toward a mind-blowing orgasm. Shikaku changes rhythm again, and suddenly Erika can't predict when the next perfect thrust is going to come. Sometimes it's repetitive, shallow strokes, then deep and hard. Erika wants deep and hard. He needs it. Erika looks down, admires the hectic flush of arousal across Kakashi's sharp cheekbones. He looks like he's in the middle of some kind of personal rapture, as if Erika's cock is the be-all and end-all of his existence. Kakashi meets Erika's eyes, refusing to look away. He raises his head slightly, and Erika feels his cock hit the back of Kakashi's throat. At that moment, Erika stops thinking. Shikaku wraps a hand around Erika's waist and pulls him gently away from Kakashi until he's straddling the Junin's waist. Erika can't take his eyes away from the sight of Kakashi, his lips swollen and bruised, eyes hazed with lust. Tendrils of sweaty silver hair stick to his cheekbones and make him look completely different from his everyday persona. Erika feels lucky that he is one of very few people to see Kakashi like this, wrecked and vulnerable. Shadows curl over Kakashi's chest, and one that looks distinctly like a hand slides over the Junin's neck, pushing his head back and exposing his throat. Erika can feel Shikaku's hot breath on his neck, and then his hand around Erika's cock. His hips connect with Erika's ass on every stroke, pushing Erika's cock into his fist. Erika is shaking now, and his breath is fast, his heart racing. His cock hardens until it almost hurts, and he knows that this time nothing will stop his orgasm. He wants to close his eyes, but he knows what's coming next, wants to watch. Anticipation makes him almost light-headed. His body tightens as Shikaku rolls his hips, hitting his prostate as he thrusts hard, and Erika feels his orgasm rush through his body, making him strain against the shadow binding. He watches his cum hit Kakashi's chest and his exposed neck, sees Kakashi's body jerk and shudder as he comes, silently, without a single touch to his cock. Shikaku pushes Erika forward and begins to fuck him in earnest now. Erika braces himself over Kakashi's body, hands pressed into the mattress. He's still coming, sharp pleasure coursing through his body with every thrust, his muscles fluttering around Shikaku's cock. Shikaku doesn't make a sound when he comes, only grinds his hips into Erika's ass and shudders, his lips pressed against Erika's shoulder. Shikaku pulls out after a moment, making Erika wince slightly. Erika knows he's going to be feeling this tomorrow, but he can't find the energy to care right now. When Shikaku rolls to the side, he releases the shadow binding, freeing both Erika and Kakashi. He wraps a strong arm around Erika's waist and pulls him to the side, nestling Erika between the two jonin. Kakashi is still lying in the same position, trying to get his breath under control, and Erika moves closer, resting one leg over Kakashi's hip, his arm thrown across Kakashi's stomach. Kakashi turns towards Erika and gives him a smile. Erika thinks it's supposed to be a leer, but Kakashi is half asleep as it is, and it fails to look anything other than sated and satisfied. In a few moments, one of them will move, maybe get a washcloth and clean the others up. It's a ritual, the perfect way to end the evening. Anything more is too strenuous. There is a reverent hush in the air, partly because nobody feels the need to talk. For Erika, what they've done here has helped more than words ever could. And sometimes, that's all that matters. Black night, white light. The other side of midnight. The pleasure seekers are dying.